One of the delights of summer is loading into the car and going to a you-pick berry farm to gather some red, juicy strawberries. What most of us don't see is the blood, sweat, and tears that's gone into growing that field of berries. This week, I'm talking to Frank Mystic from the Mystic Berry Farm near Poposke, about 20 miles north of Bemidji.
Yeah, my grandpa and grandma came here from Canton, Illinois in 1920, and they landed here in Nebish on a train, and they had one cow. There was three girls and four boys, and they was in the coal mining area down there in Canton, and my grandpa wanted them boys to get out of the coal mines, you know. So this land was for sale up here, and they heard of it, and they came up here, and
Frank Mystic is the third generation to farm this land. Although Mystic Berries sounds very mystic, their name is spelled with an M-I instead of an M-Y.
Well, yeah, when they came, my grandpa come into Ellis Island, they said, if you want to change your name, you know, now would be the time to do it, because we were, Misitich was our name back in the old country, and when they came here, she said, well, what would you like? And well, he said, you got any ideas? And he said, well, she said, how about Mystic? Well, he said, it sounds good to me. He said, we'll go with the Mystic, you know. So that's the way that happened. So he shortened it up. And I guess we've been Mystic ever since.
The Mystic farm is about 300 acres. The land has grown not just a family, but a lot of other things, beginning with potatoes.
And they did pretty good. They paid for the land kind of with the potatoes. They took four carloads down here to Nebish. It was a train that went from Nebish to Bemidji, and they loaded them and they shipped them to, I think they went to Illinois, and they refused them when they got down there. They said it was all, they were no good, and they knew them potatoes was, you know, when they sent them out, they graded them all winter and sent them down there, and they rejected them. And my dad said that was one of the biggest blows they had, you know.
After high school, Frank went and did his own thing for many years, but then naturally gravitated back toward the farm.
When I graduated in 66, I went to Alaska for one summer, and then I came back, and I got into the wild rice business in 72 with my cousins, and I did that for 18 years up in the Gully area. So when I got done there, I still had this farm, so I sold up my share, and then I came back here.
A trip to Florida added a new dimension to this farm that had been a dairy, a potato farm, and raised many other crops.
Well, I think it was in the winter of 86, we went to Plant City in Florida. We went to Disney World with the kids, and I kind of was interested in these strawberries. You know, I read about them a little bit, and this soil here we have is pretty suitable for, you know, for that kind of a row crop, you know.
As we are all well aware, Poposke is not Florida. Building a strawberry farm presented a new set of challenges.
You know, we didn't know what this was going to grow into. It's like any business you try, you know. Like I say, we planted this half an acre behind the house. And, boy, people really, really came, you know. And we said, you know, this probably would work if we, you know, move out to the front here and we got a little more acreage. So we planted 2.5 acres out here, and that went good. And we built a pond down here, drilled a well. So we pump into that, kind of temper our water. Comes out of the ground here about 46 degrees. Tempering it helps a lot, you know. So we dug the pond, and from there we got up to, I guess, last year I think we had about 12 acres total.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, we're with Frank Mystic of the Mystic Berry Farm near Poposke. Good picking begins with good soil and good berry plants. Frank and his crew are always hunting for the best starter plants.
Most of them come out of Nova Scotia, yeah, and some come out of Massachusetts. We usually work with about three different varieties here, you know, and there's always new ones coming on, so we try them, you know. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, you know.
During the picking season, which amazingly lasts only about 2 weeks total. The family runs a restaurant that specializes in all things strawberry, with Belgian waffles front and center on the menu.
Yeah, well, that kind of come from Plant City, Florida, too. We was there, you know, that's a pretty heavy tourist area in the wintertime there. And we noticed that all the goodies there, the people, they'd buy their, they'd come and eat, and then they'd go over and buy the strawberries, you know. And these are all retired people, you know. They call them Q-tips down there. White hair and white tennis shoes, you know. So we kind of got the restaurant idea there, too, you know. Yeah, it's we got three daughters. So the one, the oldest daughter, she's a cook, and she's pretty good cook. So we kind of put her in charge of everything as far as the bacon. She can dress up things a little bit, you know. So, and waffles is the big thing for us. We got three waffle irons, and they pretty much run pretty steady all through the 2 weeks of the season. So,
last summer, we went to the Mystic Berry Farm for another event we attended. Naturally, we had to hop on the trailer that's pulled by a tractor and go out to the field and pick 2 buckets of berries. During the season, the labor is intense.
They all come back here when we, and then we got 5 grandchildren, and they normally come back and help us. So that's our main crew, and then all of their friends. We get a lot of teachers out of the Black Duck area and some out of Bemidji. And we got hired pickers, you know, for the ready picked, you know. We sell a few ready picked. We don't sell a lot of them, but our pickers, we probably go through 60, 70 pails in the restaurant, or maybe even up to 100. I'm just kind of guessing. But sure. So they get pretty tired by the time the 2 weeks is done, you know, too. So
naturally, Frank is thinking forward to the 4th and 5th generation of the Mystic Berry Farm.
I don't know if I can keep it up too many more years, but I'm planning to go to 2020 because that'll be 100 years for us. Yep. Here on the farm, so I'm 3rd generation. So I kind of like to make it to that, and from then on, it's, you know, who knows, you know.
Frank still plants other crops, but the strawberries have been good to him.
Yes, it has. You know, with being into these strawberries, they actually let me, you know, I don't have to go off the farm and work. It's pretty much work with them, you know. They're probably our biggest cash crop, you know, here. You know, you got your good days and bad, but like anything, it's been pretty good.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.